Good morning, Mr. Darcy. I'm sorry, we weren't expecting you until later this afternoon. Your wife, is off visiting. So I'm afraid you're going to have to put up with your sister-in-law. I'm sure I can entertain you. Bingley? No, he had business in town. He'll be back later. I'm very sorry, there's just me here and, of course, our household. You know, Mr. Darcy, it's a lovely day. Why don't you come walk with me? Thank you. Your horses will be well taken care of, I promise. Now, what's it like being married? Yes, it's all very new to me too, but Bingley is charming, as you know, and I'm sure Elizabeth is very, very happy with you. My sister, I haven't seen her so happy in, well, forever. Oh, I couldn't. I'm sorry, I'm so used to calling you Mr. Darcy that Fitzwilliam just seems, well, impertinent. Oh, yes, I'm loving my time and enjoying being lady of the house and all those wonderful things that come with being a married woman. And being away from my mother, yes, of course. How astute of you, Mr. Darcy. You've been very tolerant of our family. And very kind. In fact, I'd like to thank you in my own way. What do I mean? Well, for the business with Lydia and that horrible man, and of course, marrying Elizabeth, who I know you're mad about. But you've rescued our family. We were so worried for our futures that before you came along, I mean, now we're just happy and content. I wonder, Elizabeth is a wonderful sister. She really is, but, wow. A brunette is a brunette, and a blonde is a blonde, and I, Mr. Darcy, am a blonde, and apparently we have more fun. What do I propose? Well, as my way of thank you, I was wondering whether you'd like me to suck your cock. You'd like me to undo my bodice, show you my breasts, my ample bosom, squat down in front of you, open your breeches, and suck your cock until you came. Inappropriate? My dear Mr. Darcy, we're family. How could it ever be inappropriate? Do I think Elizabeth would offer the same to Bingley, and would I mind? Elizabeth, I'm afraid, is a little bit more of a prude than I am. For all her outgoing ways, in the ways of sex, I'm not sure she's as liberated as I. Well, why don't you let me show you? Just a little present from a sister-in-law to her brother-in-law. Don't you think my rosy pink lips would look so good stretched around your cock, sir? And don't you think that Elizabeth has hinted at how big you are? Don't you think it would be good to have somebody who could take every last inch down into her throat? Oh, come now. There's no need to be shy. We're family. Let me just squat down here in front of you and undo your breeches and... Well now. Oh, please, there's nobody coming. My husband, your wife, won't be back for a few hours. None of the servants will come looking for us, and even if they do, we will see them a mile away. We're a long way from the house now. Haven't you always wanted to fuck out here in the warm glow of summer? Just pull Elizabeth's skirts aside and fuck her plump ass. You could do it to me. I'm sure she'd be quite ashamed and want to go home. For all of her outgoings, she really is quite secluded. Here, let me just take it in my mouth a little. Come now, sir, don't do me a disservice. Look at me. Look at your cock. Look at it glistening in my mouth. Do my hair braids not endear you? Do you not want to catch hold of them and pull my head onto your cock? That's the spirit, Mr. Darcy. There. Isn't that better? A girl who can take your cock into her throat is quite long, you know. It's a little bit more than I expected. And so thick. And now I can't help but think about you fucking me instead of just sucking your cock until you came all over my... well, my white cotton. So virginal, isn't it? Oh, but I'm nothing but a little deviant, Mr. Darcy. Bingley, for all his sweet outgoings, is quite the fuck, you know. I'm sure Elizabeth would appreciate his talents. As I can see and feel you appreciating mine. Now, my pussy is very wet, and I appreciate it's very, very uncouth, but I don't seem to have put any panties on this morning, Mr. Darcy. Here, lean against this tree, pull my petticoats up. There, do you see? A plump pink pussy waiting for your cock. Come on now. There's no need to keep looking about. There's nobody coming. There's nobody here. I heard nothing. Fuck me. Fuck me, Mr. Darcy. Fuck your sister-in-law. Fuck me. Haven't you always wondered whether Jane was really a quiet little shrew or a noisy little bitch? Fuck! Oh, yes, that's it. That's it. Plunder my pussy. Fuck it. Oh, yes, get your cock lovely and drenched in my pussy juices. Oh, won't you please come in me? Even better. Won't you come all over my ass? You like my peach of an ass, do you? If you like it, why don't you spank it a little? Ah! That's the spirit now. Come on now. You gonna ride me? That's it. I'm gonna ride my pretty pussy. Oh, yes, that's it. Come on, do it. Oh, fuck. I am a naughty girl. I'm a very naughty girl. And don't naughty girls deserve spankings? Yes, exactly. I'm a dirty, foul-mouthed little bitch. And my dirty little cunt is screaming to be fucked harder. Won't you do it harder, Mr. Darcy? Oh, fuck, yes, that's it. Oh, yes. Oh, well, that's it. Send me back with a red ass so I can sit down a little tentatively. My dear Bingley will wonder what's wrong with me. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah, fuck my dirty little cunt. Fuck my wicked little hole. You see my little pocket hole there, Mr. Darcy, don't you? Won't you just wet your thumb and play with it a little? Please. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, yeah. Oh, such a dirty fucking thing. My dirty little fuckhole being played with. Oh, yeah. You fuck my cunt. Oh, God, yeah, that's it. Give it to me. Give your sister-in-law exactly what she fucking wants. Come on, yes, that's it. Oh, God, I do believe I'm going to come all over your cock. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, I'm going to come all over your cock. It's such an unladylike thing to do. So every time you see me in the drawing room wandering around, all so proper and prim, won't you remember that I was the one bent over with my hands against the tree as you fucked me hard and spanked my dirty little ass? Ah! Yes, that's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, that's it. Come on. Come on. Oh, that's it. Dig your nails into my ass. Pull my cheeks apart as you plunder my dirty little cunt. My scheming, clenching little cunt. So I'm going to come all over you. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh. 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 Oh, yes. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, yes. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, oh, yes, that's it. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, yes, that's it. Yes. Oh, come on. Come on, come in, my cunt. Come on, do it. Fill it up. Fill it up and then let me... let me taste myself off your cock. Come on, come on. Oh, yes, that's it. That's it. Harder, 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 harder. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Fill my dirty little cunt with your milky, creamy cum. That's it. Now, let me just get my skirts back in order before we work our way back to the house. Oh, hello, Elizabeth. Mr. Darcy, I do believe that we may have tricked you a little. Elizabeth, my dear, did Bingley fall as easily as Darcy did? Excellent. Then perhaps it's time we introduce them both to a little foursome, don't you? Oh, Mr. Darcy, don't look so upset. What? Oh, my sister's just merely going to taste me off of your cock. I'm sure I'll get the chance to taste her off of Bingley very soon. We're all friends here. In fact, we're all family. So, what do you think about fucking both sisters? All those things I said about Elizabeth? Absolutely not true. But we decided to come up with the best way of showing you our little family secret. How dirty and debauched we can be. Who knows? If you're very, very good. There he is. Hello, my gorgeous husband. Who knows, you might both get to watch us play together and lick each other's pussies whilst you stroke your cocks off watching us. Now, I do believe Cook will have lunch ready very shortly, so why don't we make our way back to the house? And when I've dismissed the servants this afternoon, we can have a good, dirty, British orgy. Come now, sister. Let's go back to the house and let the men talk behind us while we scheme more dirty, deviant things. Till next time, Darcy.